videos about videos, podcasts about podcasts. I'm a genius. Podcasts are like videos, although without visual engagement. There are many styles of podcasts you can get in today's online society, from radio shows to documentaries to webinar-type events, but on the radio. Radinar? Podcasts can be used in a variety of multimedia settings, embedded in PowerPoint presentations, slotted neatly in a wiki, blog, or website, shared via social media sites like Twitter or Facebook. Podcasts in classrooms are no longer devices for merely creating recorded information to help students take in information or assignment tasks without the need to consume themselves reading hefty texts. Podcasts in classrooms have diverged into being about literacy and easy ways to communicate in a contemporary world. In a music classroom, using podcasts, I would be able to introduce students to professional musicians, researchers, and their point of views. For example, I've uploaded a link to a podcast I found on Audioboom about the benefits of musical education. You can check it out below. In a music classroom, I could also use podcasts to deliver lessons. Not every lesson, but one or two a term to keep the ball rolling. I could also use podcasts to give students their assignment tasks and have separate podcasts with the nitty-gritty details of the assessment. I could link students to a podcast online with information or clues to what the next topic in class will be. The possibilities are really endless. So back to my reflection. The first thing I did today while reading this week's learning material was download the program Audacity to see how easy it would be to edit my own music or voice recording, and I found it incredibly easy. I was going to embed a blabberized file with a song edited using Audacity into the blog so that you could see how awesome my editing skills were. And then I attempted to use an image sound mixer slasher technology that was developed all the way back in 2008. But blabberized didn't like the size of my file, even though it was as big as what blabberized said it had to be. So I gave up. But I can still reflect on Audacity, which is a plus. The layout was easy, the tools were labeled well, and as you save the file, if you didn't export it, it would tell you that to play the file on other forms of media or even online, you'd need to export it first. For a classroom, I would recommend Audacity, especially for music environments, as students will be able to use this software quickly and efficiently, and it won't waste class time, while providing the students with knowledge about technological tools that they can use to enhance their music education. And I'll reflect on the ease of using Audacity to make this podcast below the podcast. So happy reading!